It's 9 at night, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason and Della Street stop in front of Mrs. Barclay's residence.
Come here, Della.
Perry!
Stand close to me while this car passes.
What on earth? Well.
Well, I kissed you so they couldn't see our faces.
Well, that's a romantic reason.
Just go right in. Mrs. Barclay is expecting us.
Mr. Mason?
Hello, Mrs. Barclay.
Hello, Miss Tree.
Hello, Mrs. Barclay.
Mrs. Barclay, are the servants gone?
Yes. There's no one here. Are we going to do it tonight?
Yes, we are. Immediately.
I'm glad. Oh, Mr. Mason, my brother sent a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
In the library.
Are the curtains drawn?
Yes. Here's the briefcase. I didn't open it. It's sealed. Oh,
thank you. And don't open it. There is $75,000 in that briefcase.
What?
Your supposed death in an accident has got to be newsworthy.
So that your daughter will read about it.
Yes, but I...
Mrs. Barclay, the money and a note will be found in your car after we stage the accident. The note will make it appear that you were going to pay for information about Suzanne.
Oh, must we do this, Mr. Mason?
Yes.
When Suzanne reads of my death, she'll think I died trying to find her. And...
Mrs. Barclay, you know why we must make her come forward.
Yes, but she'll be heartbroken.
But isn't it better to have her hurt for a little while than lost forever?
Of course it is. Tell me what to do, Mr. Mason.
It's now 9:05. In exactly 12 minutes, get your car out of your garage, drive out La Sona to Central, turn right on Central, and follow Central to the Coastal Highway.
All right.
You turn south on Coastal Highway for 7 miles, and then turn left on State Road 73. You know that intersection?
Well, I'm not sure that I do. Mr. Mason, if I get lost...
Well, we've taken care of that. Turn off that lamp, please.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, never mind. Here, I'll turn it off. Now, come here to the window with me. This window faces La Sona?
Yes.
Now, wait till I open the curtain. Now, look down the block. No, the other side. You see that car?
Yes.
You notice anything different about the taillights?
Well, there are more than usual. Two on each side and one in the middle.
That's right. Well, I'll be in that car with Miss Street and Private Detective Paul Drake. You follow that car. Stay fairly close to us. We'll drive at a normal pace. If we should become separated at a traffic signal, say, you know the general route. Just speed up until you see those lights ahead of you.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
Now, about a mile off 73, we'll stop in a patch of woods. When we do, cut the lights on your car. Drive up behind us. Leave the briefcase in your car and leave your engine running. Then you'll get in our car. That is the point where the stunt driver takes over. Is all that clear?
Oh, yes. But what happens after that?
Well, after that, you'll be taken to Miss Street's apartment where you'll remain until your funeral.
Oh.
Now, don't worry about this, Mrs. Barton. And even if you should lose our car in traffic, Lieutenant Halverson will be following you.
You've gone to a great deal of trouble, Mr. Mason.
Well, we want a lot of things, Mrs. Barclay. We want to save your daughter. We want her to identify Gus. We want to smash this syndicate. We can get everything we want if this goes well. It's up to us to make it go well. Well, now you have 7 minutes to get to your car and start following us, Mrs. Barclay.
Meanwhile, in the nightclub headquarters of the Auto Theft Syndicate, Tony Fascina, on Gus Jansen's orders, goes to the office of the manager. Tony's carrying a bottle of brandy. She walks a bit unsteadily, as if she's already drunk a lot of it. But she hasn't. Tony's starting to put on an act, also on Gus Jansen's orders. And she knows she has to make it good, because Tony's scared of Jansen. Now.
What are you doing in here, Tony?
Oh, goody. You want a little drink?
I ask you a question. You're supposed to be entertaining the people.
Who says so?
I do. All right, put that down and go to work.
I don't have to. Mr. Jansen said I could come in here and have a little drink.
What?
Mr. Gus Jansen said I could come in here and have a little drink. Now, what have you got to say, little boy? Cat got your tongue, Gordy? Oh, Gordy, don't feel bad. Tony will pour you a little drink.
I don't want a drink.
Have one, Gordy, please.
Nah.
Here's a nice little drink for Gordy. A nice little drink for the little man.
You ought to watch your step, Tony.
Yeah? Why?
Because if you don't watch your step, I'm going to bounce you out of here.
I'll stay here as long as Mr. Jansen wants me to.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way it is, so why talk about it? Mr. Jansen's the man now.
He is, huh?
And you and me, we work for Mr. Jansen. So don't talk mean to me, Gordy. Let's be friends, Gordy.
Get away from me!
Gordy, won't you be friends with me like we used to be, honey? I'm going to sit on your lap.
I'm going to dump you on the floor.
Hey! You know where Mr. Jansen is now, Gordy, huh?
Where is he?
Mr. Jansen is having dinner with a certain redhead. Guess what redhead I'm talking about.
Well, he's having dinner, huh? Well, I hope he enjoys it. Give me another slug of that.
Hey, this is my bottle.
I said, give me another drink.
Mr. Jansen didn't say you could drink. He said I could drink. He's going to be awful mad if you get tight, Gordy.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
You can't drink very much without getting tight, Gordy. You're such a little guy.
All right, watch it, baby.
We used to have a lot of fun, Gordy. We used to have fun before he came back.
You mean Gus?
Uh-huh.
I thought you liked him.
Like him? Everything's changed since he came back. No, I don't like him, but... Well, he's the boss now, so... That's the way it is.
That's the way it is now.
Yeah, and that's the way it'll stay. I just wish...
Yeah?
I wish you'd taken care of him, Gordy, but... Well, you can't. He's too smart, and he's too big for you to handle. So here we are working for him while Mr. Jansen's in there holding hands with the redhead. Oh, don't feel bad, Gordy. He's bigger than you and tougher than you, and that's just the way it is. So why feel bad?
I don't feel bad, Tony. I feel good.
Yeah? I never thought you'd take a licking and feel good about it.
Who says I took a licking?
Who? Look, this is Tony. I see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you a licking and he made you like
yeah.
him.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, Tony. I'm going to tell you who's licked. Gus Jansen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking through your hat.
You think so, huh? You think so, baby. The cops were following him last week.
Cops?
That's right.
Why?
How do I know? 100 reasons. Gus has done plenty of things.
Did you tell the cops?
Me? Oh, no. I'm too smart for that, but they're on to him for something.
Well, that don't mean nothing.
It means plenty. Because they're interested, and that's something Gus can't stand. He can't stand it because I'm going to let some people know the cops are interested in it.
Well, maybe it's nothing important.
You don't get it. No matter what it is, the cops have an interest. So Gus is cooked.
You mean it?
I told you, I feel good.
Is he really cooked, Gordy? Honest?
Yeah.
And there's no way he can wiggle out?
No, he's cooked. He's walking around, but he's a dead man and he don't know it. Now, how do you feel?
Now I feel good. Now I feel real good. Get another glass, Gordy. Get another glass and let's have a real drink.
What Tony just learned could put Gus Jansen on the alert if she tells him. But as you know, Tony hates and fears Gus Jansen. So will she tell him? Well, join us tomorrow, won't you?